In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and this broadcast is live. Oh. Hallelujah. It's live. It's not recorded. And I want you to know we're going to start off today with what we left yesterday. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. 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 One more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, give peace to your children as they hear the message from Luke 5. Give peace to your children that those who clicked on the radio today would be edified by the power of Jesus and his Holy Spirit. Bless your people today. Bless them with the blessings they never received, a new blessing. I'm looking at Luke 5, verse 1. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, that's the same lake of Galilee, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God. Are you pressing in today to hear the word of God? He saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds. It was perfect. What happens is that this is like a microphone. There was no microphones then, but he's in the water, and the crowds are on the shore, and his voice extends to the people on the shore. Then he put down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch. Simon answered Jesus, Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boats, both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, the anointing is on him, saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men, people. And when they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. I tell you today, I'm telling you for many ministries today, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. I want to tell you that's not the word of God. The word of God is abundance, that you would have fruit to grow from your ministry. Why don't you have fruit? You have to surrender to the Holy Spirit and allow God to use you in a magnificent way. You know, people work very hard. We have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. That is not the will of God. That is not the will of God. Fruit 12 times a year. We need fruit because the gospel is powerful in Jesus' name. And you say, but I've been doing this for years and I do not have any fruit. That's not God's will. Holy Spirit, come upon them. Holy Spirit, breathe your life in them. Holy Spirit, give them the fruit that they want, the fruit of changed lives through Jesus Christ. I remember a young man coming to me. He was a musician, and he was having trouble with his ministry. So I said to him, Do you tithe your money? He said, You're crazy. I don't even have enough to pay my bills. I said, You tithe your money and see what God will do. And in Jesus' name, he began to tithe his money. And he got so many recalls to come and bring music to people. It's in that person's life, it was tithing that he didn't do. What is it in your life that you don't have many people as fruit? I know fruit. Fruit has to do with people. I remember the song the Lord gave me. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. We need fruit. We need fruit. We need people to be changed. We need that the gospel will do its work through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. Oh, yes, that's what we need. We need fruit. And I don't know if you're listening today that you just snapped on the radio and God has a plan for you. Fruit, to bear fruit, not to be barren, but to bear fruit. Peter said to the Lord, We've toiled hard all night and caught nothing. So many people's ministries, they've toiled hard. They've worked hard and caught nothing. It's time to turn over your ministry to the Holy Spirit. It's time. So Holy Spirit, take hold of these ministries and do for them what you do for us. Produce fruit in Jesus' name.
You can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. If you're a tree and your ministry's running barren right now, the Lord just wants you to know it's because you're working off a head knowledge, not heart knowledge. You're thinking about what you should do rather than letting your heart lead you by the Holy Spirit. God truly resides in your heart. Our minds are constantly our carnal in nature, but your spirit, when you're a born-again believer, has become united to the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God. So you need to find a way, and I do, and we all do. God wants you to just pass your mind and let Him speak to your heart. You know, the ministry you carry, and you might say, I don't have a ministry, but the truth is, your life is a ministry. Jesus wants to use you every second of every day. The Holy Spirit and God is constantly trying to communicate with you. People's guardian angels are bringing their people to you, because in the Spirit they can see you have the light of Christ within you, and they want you to give that person the word of God. But God wants you to not be afraid to feel today. Don't get in front of the Holy Spirit. Get into a place of prayer and intimacy. I do it in front of the Blessed Sacrament, or in prayer, or in praise and worship. There's many ways, but become so filled with the Holy Spirit that it becomes bursting out of you and you can't contain it. You know, we're no good if our cup is empty, because we're always emptying it to others. The way to let your ministry, your life, become effective is to fill your cup until it's overflowing with the new wine, pouring out onto everyone you encounter. You know, you want people to want what you have. You want to be working in the overflow of God. And that only comes from a place of getting on the wind of the Holy Spirit and letting it blow you and your ministry through life. You know, and it's truly in trust in the Lord and in vessels. Because you've got to go off heart knowledge, because the desires of your heart are put there by God. Everything you've seen for your life that is good, or for your ministry, God wants you to know that desire is from Him. But it's only a place of just intimacy with Him, of letting His love overflow through you, that all these things become possible. I've personally, and I've seen it in Father Tom, gone to a place where the ministry God has taken me into, and He takes Father Tom into, has become huge. But it's burst out of a place of truly just wanting Jesus. You know, I could be sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament all day or praying all day. I don't truly desire to have a ministry. But as soon as you desire Jesus in His fullness, God wants you to know He'll fill you up in such an immense, pleasurable way that you'll be bursting at the seams. The wine, the Spirit of God will pour out of you in such a measure that you will not be able to contain it. And your ministry will come out of that, and it will change your circle of influence, change the world, but it will change your life. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, just release a new wine upon these people. Release an experience of love so they can enter this place of intimacy with them. And just fill their cups so it pours out on everyone around them.
Jesus says, "The one who believes in Me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." We need those rivers, I'll tell you, because without the rivers of the living water, I'm barren. I'm barren. It is not God's will that you be barren. I'm speaking to women now, because it is not God's will that you be barren. It is God's will that you be fertile by the power of grace. I know there's so many people wanting to have a child, and they sense that they're barren. I tell you, you're fertile. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to the Holy Spirit, and watch what God knows how to do. You see, Peter had worked all night. I know priests have worked all night, and they've worked and worked and worked to the point of being burnt out, and they have little to show for it. It's time to surrender to the Holy Spirit. It's time to surrender to Jesus. This ministry has fruit. How do I know? Because people write me. They write me, and they say, you know, God touched my heart as you people were preaching. I got something today from Diane, how it blesses her to listen to what's happening on the radio. And if I talk about Diane, I ask you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to touch Michael and to change him and to give him a job and to produce fruit. You see, it's all about fruit bearing. How do you think the apostles went about going from place to place? Thomas ended in India, preaching the gospel to the people of India. That's amazing. We have people now from India that are disciples of Thomas the Apostle. There was fruit. In Kerala, we have the state in India that's filled with fruit. Catholic people producing fruit. Catholic people being inundated by the Holy Spirit. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. The apostles went on those Roman roads and preached the gospel to all people, to the ends of the world. It's time for us to begin where we are. I remember Maria saying, I'm very shy. I'll never be able to preach in front of people. And the Lord told her, wrong. And now she goes about the world preaching Jesus Christ and bringing healing to the nations. This is real. She thought she was timid, and she thought she was unable. She thought that if she worked all night, nothing would happen. But then she came in contact with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit sent her out to the world to preach Jesus Christ, him crucified and raised from the dead. That's Maria Vadia. Oh, yeah. She was timid. Doesn't sound timid to me today. Sounds that she's got power. She's got power. And her power rests in God and the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit brings forth fruit to people like Maria.
Amen. We often pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, wisdom, all the gifts, because we want to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Holy Spirit give us the joy of the Holy Spirit, the goodness, faith, mildness, temperance, joy, peace, patience. You know, our lives, we really want people to want what we have. But we bear fruit through the love. The love we encounter with God, we give to other people. You know, I've seen the fruit in my life just by going into some of the places of, you know, in Salem where people are in the occult, doing Satanism, doing all sorts of things. But when you tell them that, you know, God desires an intimate relationship with you, He loves you, and this is for you today. There's nothing you can do that goes outside His mercy. You know, the devil can't do anything with humility and love and peace. You know, if you haven't looked up the revelations given to Saint Faustina of the divine mercy, Google the divine mercy and those revelations given to Saint Faustina by Jesus, and it will change your life. You know, we're not called to condemn anyone. We're called to share the love of God and the mercy of Jesus. And we let the Holy Spirit condemn people of their sins. A lot of times we don't bear fruit because we are judged by God as we judge others. You know, we're not called to be critical of other people. We're not called to judge other people. We're called to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the love of God. So, Father, we just ask that you release this love, this true love of God, the love of the Father emanating from the throne room. Release all your goodness. Release your angels, Lord. Shakarena maske. If you don't have anyone to pray for you, it's okay. Me and Father Tom will pray for you. Like we said yesterday, there's no space or time in the spirit realm. So everything we're praying for can be experienced right now. You know, there's an anointing of Father Tom when you listen to him on the radio. And you can grab that for your ministry, for your life. You know, we become what we encounter, which I've been saying. But when you encounter the love of God, then your ministry and your life begins to bear fruit. It wasn't until I encountered that love through Father Tom, through hearing him, through him praying for me, as he's praying for you now, that my life started truly bearing fruit. So the Lord's just telling me, Father Tom's going to sing again, and as he sings, the anointing's going to fill your car, it's going to fill your heart, it's going to fill your life. And just don't think about it. Just let God fill you and receive what is coming to you through Father.
Just one word. The Holy Spirit doesn't condemn. He convicts us of sin. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus.
Or for you.
Or for you, yes. Or for you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Alleluia, Alleluia, more Lord, Alleluia.
Shalom of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's nothing. nothing in the world like the peace of Christ.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some people are thinking, it's not for me because I'm timid. It's not for me because I'm afraid. I'm telling you, it's for you in the name of Jesus, that you have a ministry. Yes, a ministry. I remember Sister, and she had no ministry until she gave her life to the Holy Spirit, and she was helping people who were addicted to alcohol, and she gave and received much fruit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.